This is a HeadGum Original.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me up when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Watch out! You might carve a nice jasmine, parboiled, grains that are for scorching, the consistency of sand burning all the rice. Scald scraps. Wait till the walk gets nasty. Singe sand. You'll need angioplasty. There has got to be fish sauce charring all the grains. Here's your bomba, char the grains. Time for ODing on soy. Long grain white rice is here.
Is yours like a whooshing sound?
No, it's okay. The one that's like, but
mine
not
is like a
you have
whooshing.
Tinnitus.
I think so. I went to the doctor about it and they were like, it's allergies.
What have you done an allergy test? Because I also had hives on my eye and I need to get
hives on your eye,
not ball, but my lid, because I'm trying to like figure out what I'm allergic to. I think it's a tetanus shot because I stabbed myself with a rusty nail and so I had to get the tetanus booster.
Yeah,
hives the next day.
I almost died from a tetanus shot. Do you
Are
remember
you serious?
That?
Yeah.
Emma, this is all good stuff.
Well, we're recording, so great.
Are you shitting even on the cameras?
Yeah.
So,
wow. I got fucked up eyes too.
What happened to your eyes?
I don't know.
And neither does Dr. Arthur.
Arthur Benjamin.
Wow. Yeah.
I've seen like, I think, 10 different doctors. Nobody knows what's
only
wrong.
One of them was an industry leader, though. Dr.
What's
Arthur
going
Benjamin.
On?
You said it
OD.
Was redness, and they don't look red now.
Well, right now they're not very red. Thankfully.
That seems to be the theme with Billy. Is like, oh, I have these fucked up eyes, but every time I see him, he's glowing.
Yeah.
Right. The boy who cried fucked up
for
eyes.
Like almost 2 years, just like excruciating pain and eye redness, basically daily.
Interesting.
With no,
did it affect
diagnosis.
Your libido? Did you not feel worthy of love?
That's a good question. Were you able to still get aroused and get off?
Yeah. It made it harder to jerk off in the mirror just because the eyes were freaking me out.
Yeah, but, I get that.
But I could still get aroused.
Yeah, cool. Sort of. You just had to put like black bars over the eyes in a way, which became a different fetish.
Yeah.
Putting tape on the mirror.
Bam blam oh black.
It's like anyway. The Parasite poster.
You also put up tape saying Parasite.
The only thing that gets me off is the Parasite poster. Yeah.
Emma, wanna chime in?
I know this crazy girl who someone posed the question of like if you could have one thing in your spank bank forever, and she was like me in a mirror.
Damn.
Whoa. Wow.
Who was kinda it?
Awesome.
She must have been godly.
Can we call her?
I have been trying to do a telethon, actually. Are you guys familiar with these? Basically like these kind of old-timey.
Do we start the show?
I do think it'd be a funny like development in the show to just like kind of not tell the guests that we're going. No, this is, Emma's in charge of the soundboard, so until the HeadGum Podcast button goes, the intro song to have.
Mm-hmm. Then the show isn't officially started, but this will be released.
It's a cold open, which I kind of am feeling like is the move going forward from 206 onward.
So instead of previously on, it's more of a this time on.
I think it's like,
what's
basically
it called?
This is what's already happening. It's the purple button that says HeadGum Podcast. It's going to be on uploaded instead of favorites.
You have to have the two tabs open.
It's obviously, clunky. It's not what anyone would want.
Everyone was like, hey, you should move this to, like, the soundboard apps that are
And then let's get those
designed.
pale yellow button of applause, just because usually I try to pair the two.
It's
obviously
hard.
I mean, this is why, there you go. People think what I do is easy.
Yeah.
You make it hard.
Yeah. what you do should be easy.
Right, we all
recognize that it's hard for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I really do appreciate that.
There's like apps you can download where you can like match your keyboard to sound effects, and you could just have a whole alphabet memorized.
You could also ask for help, but you tend not.
Yeah, you don't.
I do at the last minute.
Right, you ask for help when people aren't ready.
Like 5:30 the first thing I opened my eyes to was an incredibly manic text. Yeah.
Well, I didn't expect a response anywhere near 5:30. I just was like, I will fall asleep soon. And this way, y'all will wake up to the info.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it won't be 11:55, and I'm like, cancel at noon.
Totally.
Yeah.
I woke up at 7:30,
but I did ultimately have to.
Woke up
at 6:19, and believe me,
5 something.
All right.
Because of the text?
Yeah.
We're not too different, you and I.
Yeah. But I messaged you on Slack at 6:30, and your notifications were paused. I remember because I almost called you.
But that's because you can block specific people. So basically, we've got Billy Brick on the show. From
Who
Hell of a Summer.
Hasn't said a word? You talked about jerking off to yourself.
I didn't know we were rolling.
Tape covering your eyes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it fair to say Hell of a Summer's Billy Brick, or are you trying to like distance yourself from that project?
Well, I'm not trying to distance, this product isn't out yet.
So right, and there's nowhere that people
it.
Can see
it. Yeah, so nobody can see it.
Can't plug it.
So can't really plug it.
Lackluster Videos Billy Brick, or that was a different iteration
of years ago, yeah.
You don't feel like the same man.
Well, I feel like the same guy, I just feel like it's not worth plugging because it's like a podcast that died 2.5-3 years ago.
And not in a grand fashion. It petered out until it just never came back.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, though?
How lackluster it was.
we released like merch for whatever reason, right? It was more just to do it than to sell it. But
what
I remember
does that mean to do
you
it?
Wanted a shirt.
Like I wanted to like have the shirt. Like it was a fun
it's a part of the
time
process.
Capsule.
Design the shirt that you would like to crop
gotcha.
Is his motto.
Yeah, yeah.
And Miley Cyrus asked for all of it. She was like, please send this to me. Of course she never listened. I don't think she knew what it was. And then we never did. I just forgot to send it out to her.
I know. Wow. And that was before she realized that she could buy herself flowers. She can make her own merch.
Nice. Anyway, that's just I thought of that the other day.
You should send it to her now.
I will. Yeah. Because
she won't know the podcast is dead or even that it was a podcast.
Exactly. Jeff, do you still have that shirt that we gave you?
I ended up cropping it.
So perfect.
A little too far.
Okay.
So that, I mean, it could fit Miley pretty easily.
Yeah, that's true. It's basically a sports bra that doesn't support.
Great.
Yeah, that's kind of her whole vibe, I think.
I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
We try to uplift women on this show. And
it wasn't a diss by any means.
Yeah. Right. You implied that she was a whore, unfortunately.
Did you say ladle? Is that what you just said, ladle?
I didn't.
Emma, can you do the eagle sound effect?
Well, don't bother because I said implied.
Implied.
What about SNL 1975's Billy Brick?
That also isn't out. We can't just keep saying things that people can't go watch.
Why not?
We don't need to say anything. Just Billy Brick is fine.
Can you just say ladle?
Ladle. And I want it.
Okay, great. Emma, eagle?
What a terrible job to give Emma.
Behind the desk.
Word of the day.
Ladle.
Ladle.
Yeah.
There's just so little holding this show together.
Did you say ladle? Jake, why don't we tell the story about how you and I got banh mi's, basically, at Lucy's Vietnamese.
You mean when we ran into each other. Do you know I was going to Lucy's?
Were you?
Yeah.
Williamsburg location or Richmond?
Yeah. Graham Avenue away.
Nice.
You didn't know I was in New York.
I knew that you were coming to New York.
Yeah.
I knew we were recording.
Sure.
But I didn't know you were in town, let alone my neighborhood around the corner. I was walking my dog. Jeff was walking up from L Train Vintage.
Correct.
Classic.
And we were two ships passing in the night. We almost committed to a bit, which was just nodding at each other and continuing on.
I do regret not just doing that.
I
kind of told people that
you did that.
Not that I did that, but that's what we almost did. And that's not as good of a story.
No, it's much funnier if we actually, like, we just did
well,
a really
Jeff,
polite
way.
The way
Jeff told it was that you did that and kept walking and that you, Jake, were like, wait, what?
I started to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know the end of The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they're both sitting in the cafe and they just sort of make eye contact.
It was
and then
very
they never...
Bruce Wayne and Albert.
Yeah.
Alfred.
Alfred. Yeah. No, Albert.
Okay.
It was Alfred and Albert.
I was honestly, I was pretty close.
Billy, do you want to talk about your biggest struggle?
What is with you in this question?
Yeah. I have been asking, what's your biggest struggle?
Finding a balance for how I dedicate my energy and time to certain things.
Because you have like a lot of things that you care about.
Yeah, a lot of things that I care about, a lot of things that I have to do, obligations, things that I want to do, then, trying to save that energy so I'm not depleted when I'm doing something that's more enriching.
Right, it's because I know that, like, the NADPOD records, they're really long, right? Which I assume is, like, a little tiring.
Yeah, you got to give those your all, for sure.
It's good to do those after you do the passion project, which would be something like this episode. Yeah.
I am recording NADPOD later, so I'm going to conserve a lot of energy now if I
wouldn't mind if you spent all of it.
Go comatose for the rest of this. So
nonverbal.
Yeah, just kind of
shutting down.
What if I committed to that bit? I literally didn't say a word.
Welcome back to the show. Jake is giving us the silent treatment, I think. Billy, when was the last time you were at like a 10 out of 10 in terms of fulfillment personally? Because I know you're not now. We got dinner the other day at Walter's, we should say, in Fort Greene.
I felt bad for you. You feel like you were in a tough space the other day. Like, I literally thought that walk. I was like, man, I hope Jeff's all right.
Well, it's hard because I said watch this space, but then the space was tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel good. I feel like I couldn't tell you what my biggest struggle is. I feel like I have. The eyes is a real frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they were red, would you have come?
I would have been wearing glasses. I would have worn sunglasses.
You can be like a Jack Nicholson type. Because all these old celebrities, they have bad eyes too.
So they wear glasses?
They wear the sunglasses inside and, you know.
Mm. Is that why Anna Wintour wears sunglasses everywhere?
I think it's because she sold her soul to the devil.
That makes sense.
And that's how she gets the townhouse. That's how she gets the cultural cachet.
Condé Nast,
because nothing goes... Sorry, I wasn't even close to them. Basically, nothing goes more viral than cultural cachet. Sort of facilitated by the devil himself.
Don't laugh.
It's better to just straight-faced say stuff, but it's hard to look at you and know that we did go to a Mets game last night.
Yeah.
You guys went to a Mets game together?
It was just me and Marika. It was just me and Marika. We were behind the dugout, I think.
The Hyundai Club.
The Hyundai Club, yeah.
And you are wearing a Yankees hat. Yeah.
Because we've talked about that as the loss, dude. So
you really had no... Because you invited me to the Mets game.
Correct.
And the Nets game, but the Nets said they're not in the playoffs. So they're not playing. I shouldn't have walked to the Mets game. Did you say I could have walked?
You could have.
What neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Prospect Heights. I could not have walked. I wouldn't want to walk. It's so far.
To Queens, that would be
hard to Flushing. Yeah, I was going to say.
The Nets, you could have walked to.
The Nets, I have walked to.
Right.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. The Liberty.
Or do you not support women's sports?
I'm a Fever fan because I've got Caitlin Fever, Clark or otherwise. Mostly
Marika.
Otherwise. Marika, we had seats 1 through 8 in this row with like a group. And Marika sat in seat 9 just to not sit next to me because I was in seat 2.
Wait, just the two of you guys went?
No, we went in a big group of like 8
and
people.
I sat 7 seats away from him.
I invited Billy. He said no to my face.
You bought like several tickets.
I bought 8 tickets at $17 each.
Yeah.
As sort of an act of good faith and charity.
And Billy, you texted Billy, he said no. I never even got a text. So what was the chain of text? Like, where do I fall?
Yeah, I'd also like to know the chain of...
There's at least 9 people at it.
I saw the consideration text about inviting me, and then I got an invite from Jeff.
To the game?
Yeah, I saw,
the screenshot of should we invite Joel? I saw that too.
No. Oh, I didn't even see should we invite Joel. This
screenshot?
Is
what do you invite Joel? You barely know Joel.
I'm paying the Joel's toll. If Emma's going to come, I got to make sure more HeadGum staffers are there so she feels like there's a bridge between her and me.
Jeff, we're friends. I say this all the time. I think of you as a friend.
But if you want to make more, if you want more HeadGum people to be there, why? What better bridge am I?
Than inviting the boss?
I'm not a boss.
Yeah, he's not a boss.
I'm a cool peer of yours.
I did.
What's that?
As you did that, your bones creaked.
I'm not that old. You guys have worse health problems than I do.
That's true.
Your tinnitus, but
your
eyes.
Take care of, that's because of a brain trauma.
Yeah.
It's because of an emotional trauma. You take really good care of your body, mind, and spirit.
Though. Thanks, man.
That's what I need in my life. We were talking about who is the happiest person we know.
Yeah.
And we maybe said you.
Really?
It was between you and Joel.
I still think it's Joel.
It's definitely not Billy. Look at his face. Even when he's happy, like,
he said
smile.
He's 10 out of 10 fulfilled right now.
No, he's yeah. not.
I think there's a difference between being happy and being fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's sure, actually
yeah.
being easier to be happy when you're less fulfilled. Which,
how so?
Because I think part of happiness is wanting and
striving.
Hoping for something.
I agree.
Yeah, and working.
That's what I was, did you say ladle? No, it's like how when you make a cupcake, you got to put a little bit of salt in the bitch. I'm sorry. I'm just hyper and on not a lot of sleep.
I'm hyper.
Like 12-year-olds in a sleepover. So I'm getting kind of a sugar high from the buffet I had. Yeah.
Getting hyper is, that was the old getting drunk.
Correct.
It was such a great excuse. Sorry, I'm just hyper right now.
To have an energy drink at 12 is to get drunk at 19.
Nothing was better.
Billy, if you are happy and fulfilled, what could be better?
If you're happy and you know it.
Clap your glands.
I don't know. Do you want, you want me to talk about my debt?
No.
Is that what you want, Jeff?
No, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, let's talk about your debt.
I don't want to get into the numbers because it will just make me sound like a moron.
It doesn't. I will say that at dinner, he got into the numbers. He's in a lot of debt.
We know.
You know. How do you know?
Let's,
he told us.
Let's hear it.
I guess the debt, I guess it's not debt because I have it, technically.
Right, which, by the way, after I figured that out, I was like, stop calling it debt. It's just cash you have
in debt
and owe.
To somebody.
Yeah.
I owe them money.
And you have to go to Canada to be able to wire it, or you're just sitting on it?
Well, I'm going to Canada soon, and I think I have to go to Canada to wire
have
it.
Have you looked in at all to if you have to?
You definitely don't have to travel internationally
like money,
to...
Yeah, it's just money transfers. Easier.
I don't want to make a family member go to the bank
which
and sign off
to. Which
on
you don't.
It.
You don't. You can log to. In.
What's your bank?
TD.
You can
based
just go to a
Boston.
TD. Yeah.
They're not the same.
Yeah, but I
TD
think
TD Canada Trust and TD Toronto Dominion or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Is,
I just feel
America
like you should be able to go to a TD and they should be able to communicate.
It really should not be this tedious.
Nice. Yeah.
Did you say ladle?
I was accidentally overpaid about 2 years ago. Didn't really realize.
By a lot.
But, yeah. By a lot. That's the part that makes you seem...
By
but,
like a
full year's
salary.
Yeah. And then some.
And now they're asking
but
for
I,
the money back.
And now they need it back. Yeah.
Are they allowed to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah. I want... Who do
I
you,
would look into that.
That's what I was saying was like, you. Yes, you owe most of this, but I think you should get to keep like 20%.
I owe Finn the money.
So that... I think if it were... A corporation or somebody that you didn't have a relationship with, you absolutely have grounds to be like, I'm not going to pay this debt.
Well, we
you
should say,
known.
As he walked up, we learned that the entity that messed this up. Do you want me to bleep that?
Maybe.
Yeah. Shout out to Sarah with an H who works at the Ralph's Coffee around this corner, Upper East Side, let's say, just so we don't dox us or her.
Wait, that's on Union Square. So.
And so. Because she gave me a coffee for free because she listens to the show. So shout out.
Wow. From where? What place?
Ralph's Coffee. Maybe it's Rafe's Coffee.
No, Ralph's. Instantly Ralph.
Because Lauren, right? Yeah. Not Fines. Rafe's
Did
Coffee.
Did you say ladle?
Guys, what improvements have you made to yourself since
Wait,
the start
have a
of the
question
year?
About yeah, the debt.
Yeah. Let's just figure out the debt.
Would it be more comfortable to go on it? It's 2 years of this debt. You should be able to go on like a payment plan, like pay... a chunk of it every month for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely could. I'm just going to get it. I'm just going to send
yeah,
it all.
It's more just an unfortunate circumstance.
It just means I have a lot less money than I thought I had. Mm-hmm. I sort of, due to a bunch of people kind of missing this extra payment and then other miscommunication where I had kind of noticed and I had brought it up and then they're like, no, we checked with accounting, like you're good.
Yeah.
And then more money was kind of trickling slowly in over the next couple. And I was like, I guess this
residuals,
is just all kind of
yeah.
like found money or something. I don't know. Or not right. found money, but I was like, maybe I missed something. And then there was a currency conversion thing from US to Canadian. And then the numbers weirdly like
went up.
And then we did lose monetization, but it's fine.
So did Billy.
We all did.
And then I sort of noticed that I kind of called and then it wasn't flagged. And then I thought maybe I just had misread the contract or there was a part of it. Like it was for the movie that Finn and I wrote and directed and produced and acted in. So that was all separate payments. Mm. And it was only the directing that I kind of got paid extra for.
I see. Are you,
was that?
Oh, no, I just have the worst
sure?
hands. Yeah.
and that, but no, so they found out that I owed the money. And then I found out that I owed actually way more than they even initially thought.
Yeah.
Interesting. We can bleep this, I guess, because I thought I owed dollars.
Yeah.
And then I had a check for I hadn't cashed yet that I was like, oh, I'll just give him that and then I'll give him the extra.
Oh, but you owed.
Whatever. And then I owed on top of. So I owe.
I see.
Yeah.
I only knew about.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's because so
this is new. This is a new development. Yeah. I was the one who found the additional extra payment.
Well, I also feel like
so you fucked yourself.
I did. I really did.
I do feel like what you were saying, Jake. Like the people that did this should have some responsibility.
Absolutely.
They won't take it. They definitely won't take it.
So because legally, they would have to sue you to get the money. But you're just actually doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's and also, you, like it's, you called it out from the beginning, and they were just like, "No, it's fine."
Yeah,
I should have maybe been more. It's like it at the end of the day, it's like the money went into my account. I should have been more aware of what was coming.
But
into
I
my
think
account.
Like this is what lawyers are for.
Yeah,
like I think there's a reasonable case that this is not on you at all.
Yeah,
and like there is also maybe to their perspective a reasonable case where hey, you have the money, you have to give it back. But you wouldn't necessarily want the lawyers to go at it because you like Finn.
Definitely I don't want to be taking any money away from Finn. So, and then also
so that's what makes the situation extra unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because if you hated them and they hated you, then this would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would.
Like,
I would
you're never getting this
a lot
fucking
of Finn's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when I'm like, because I don't know if you guys ever do this, but when I'm drunk and high on the airplane, zelling strangers with no regard.
Never done that.
Basically, if you zell someone, they have no responsibility to send it back, no matter how,
you're so bad with money.
Is it because I was going to buy tickets to Stereophonic at $74 each?
No, because you're zelling people on a plane.
Why are you on airplane mode?
Yeah.
Because I like to basically interrupt telecommunications.
That's really bad. You're bad with money.
It's hard. Well, you know,
you're frivolous.
Yeah, well, because it's a 45-minute flight, you know, New York to Cleveland. And I'm like, I gotta have the access. Obviously, that's when I start to get upset is when I lose the access to the internet. Yeah. I don't even have to use the shit. I just have to have it.
To sell people.
Yeah. What improvements have you guys made to yourselves since the start of the year?
I've been in decline, I'd say.
Mm. I dedicate a lot of time to stretching and mobility now.
What's the opposite of vanity muscle?
Practical muscle. I don't know. Functional muscle.
No.
Functional's good.
Yeah.
No.
I'm dedicating a lot of time to, because I hurt my back right before the new year.
Yeah.
Like my new year's resolution was to do anything I could to not be in chronic pain.
Of course.
And I've kept it up.
I've dedicated a little bit of time to flexibility, and I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I do like 3 minutes a day of stretching, and
that's great.
Resolution.
But he's
I've
talking about stretching
up.
His mind to not get upset when plans change. That's the flexibility he's talking about.
Yeah.
Which that was a really good joke. You said we were recording
it. That was a really good joke, and nobody laughed. Emma didn't even like it.
Yeah.
She loves everything.
I don't know
why
if it's a great
it
joke.
Sound mean?
What legacy
you sort of
do you guys want to leave
behind? Derail the conversation I was having with Dylan. I said something about flexibility.
Yeah.
He was relating to me. I was actually interested. Like, is that 3 minutes in the morning? Is that like the top of the day?
Yeah, I try to do it at the top. I mean, I did do it today because I thought I was going to be late.
Right.
Because I woke up and then I frantically was trying to buy my cousin a birthday present.
Why?
This is a birthday.
You should save money, man.
I was trying to get
Make
my parents to reimburse me for the present that I'm getting my cousin.
Which is?
When's this coming out? Shoes.
What does the timing of the release have
Sneaker
to do with
drop?
Saying
I
that
don't
or not?
I don't want to spoil it for his birthday in case
it's
he decides
coming out
to tune
probably,
in.
This one's probably coming up this Friday.
Bleep it.
Why?
Because this one isn't going to need much editing. It's going well. The other one, I'm going to have to chop up.
Wow.
Yeah, chop
the
cheese, really.
The one that you said was really good.
It was a goddamn mess.
I just don't like when people go out of their way to be on the show, and then I'm like, that was a bad episode. I think it will play. It'll be fine. But it's just, I'm going to have to also edit all the graphics from the fucking Headgumly feud thing that we did.
Oh, there was a game, and I'm on a damn wax episode?
There's other stuff. It's going fine.
All right.
I woke up. I was trying to buy him the gift. My brother called me in a panic about a Canva presentation that he was making. And then I had to deal with that. And then I realized that I was going to be late for the podcast, so I didn't do my exercise or my stretches. Yeah.
Are they the same 3 minutes of stretching every day?
Yeah. Egoscue or what? Posture stuff?
What Winnie the Pooh does in the mirror?
It's almost exactly like probably what Winnie the Pooh does in the mirror.
What does he do in the mirror?
He grabs a bunch of honey and just kind of jerks off while there's a black bar over his eyes.
Oh, all right.
Do you guys endure fear?
Endure fear?
No.
Okay, so obviously you don't.
What do you mean? What does that mean? Like, if I have it, what else is there to do?
Do you feel it? Do you go through it? Do you process it? Or do you go around it?
Like, I go around it at all costs. Always avoiding.
I don't think I understand that question.
Yeah, what kind of fear? Fear in like a physical sense? Like fear for my safety or fear in a more sort of abstract sense?
It can be visceral and survivalistic, like, oh my God, there's somebody following a little too close behind me. Or it could be fear of failure or disappointing not only your family, but yourself.
I think I conquer fear, or I try to conquer fear. Endure fear means just like you kind of settle in and are happy to be scared.
Yeah. Very good.
Interesting.
And that
was
a test. That's
not how I interpreted it.
You and should. You avoid fear?
Yeah, I try to. I avoid situations that will scare me.
Do you guys ever feel held back by me?
No.
Right.
Because I don't think we're close enough for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say you factor into my
you
life.
You said we were friends, which in a way kind of like puts me as a, yeah, part of a network.
For instance, I was like a little upset at the beginning of the episode that I didn't get a Mets text.
Yeah.
But like I've already, I will never think about that again.
You're more than past it because you realized that whatever night you had was probably a little bit better.
Probably.
To what degree does striving play a part in your life? These are not hard questions.
From something?
These are not hard questions. These are all. I woke up. You ever do a dream journal? Basically, you wake up and you write down what you dreamt.
Mm-hmm. No, I do, but I know what you're talking about.
So I was, yeah. So do you endure fear? That was from your brain. I thought this was like a bad list from the internet.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a good list that I can't that I wrote as I woke up and was between realms. What's the? This is a great question. What's the loudest thing about privacy? Let's start with Emma. Nervous laughter.
I don't know what the loudest thing about privacy is. What, do you want the answer to be like my own torturous thoughts or something? That's not what you're trying to set this up for?
I was going to say tinnitus.
Okay.
So it was a joke.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. It's
a that's my answer.
You
my
had
answer,
a punchline.
My
you wrote
answer
a joke.
Could be a
your, yeah, your inner monologue, I guess. Yeah.
Sure. But oh, I can do that. You guys
what?
Have
it's
to answer
for
honestly.
Me, I'm going to answer honestly. It, yeah. For me, it's having to pee. If I'm right. like alone and I'm feeling calm and I and whatever, I'm like, I start to think about like, what could make this even more perfect?
Yeah.
Oh, it's if I didn't have to pee at all.
I get that.
And then I start thinking about like taking a piss.
Have you considered incontinence products?
Like wearing a diaper?
Yeah, or like a catheter like that goes straight into your fucking dick.
I'm,
a bedpan could yeah. work.
Or you could like train yourself to pee less.
Or that's pee into your body.
That was one of my New Year's resolutions, and it's not going.
I'm closer to catheter than piss training. Catheter doesn't
and
sound
that's
bad.
That's why you didn't get invited to the Mets game.
Because I was going to bring my catheter. Really?
No, Emma did get up to pee, like, I want to say thrice. It was embarrassing.
Were you doing it during the, as the innings
we
were changing? Were you doing
I got up twice to pee.
Yeah. Jeff.
I was kidding. I
did
didn't
you
even
do
know
a seventh inning stretch? Or were you, was it top, like, middle of the inning?
It ended
I don't
up being
care.
A seventh no, inning wretch I mean, because I... you had a couple of wines. And threw up into a bucket. Because what I was trying to make yeah. sure is that we all had a little bit too much caramel corn to make sure that the seventh inning was worth
it. Do you find
the
it hard to imagine life without
so
haste? Sorry, the font is really
did you
big.
Say ladle?
Oh my God. I was like, oh, Jake knows how to come up with questions like this. I did that.
Yeah, yeah, you no, forgot I'm... that you came up with that one?
I literally wrote these as I rolled over in bed this morning. How much garbage do you guys produce on a daily basis?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's good.
Yeah. It's like
I think it's
concrete.
Let's think about it.
Maybe well, like I, a liter.
Did
a
you
liter?
Say ladle? I did see it.
Hey, Micah.
You see him all the time.
I thought he was looking in here at me.
I saw a, not billboard, but like one of those fucking things that are on the sidewalk out here.
Sure.
And it said Zero Waste Daniel. And I was like, what a great nickname. And I sent it to our group chat with, it's me, Marika, Riley, and Amir. And we just send each other like copy and ads that look terrible.
We send each
Wait,
other
I
copy.
And
I need to find, there was copy recently that I saw Jeff for Van Leeuwen that I took a picture of. Because I was like, this looks like Jeff had a hand.
Oh, great.
I think a
last one.
Last one.
No,
what do you
I
mean,
do like, want to hear about
like,
it.
Would you also consider like food waste, or that's kind of biodegradable?
I've created more waste in the last 8 weeks because I have been eating at restaurants or getting takeout 3 times a week yeah. for the last 52 days because my fridge has been broken.
Yeah.
Have you ever settled a debt?
Is that just for Billy?
That's just
soon.
For everyone else.
Too soon.
Have you ever gambled away your future?
Definitely not. I try not to put myself in positions where I owe people things.
What about credit cards? Do you have a credit card?
Yeah.
So, bad example, right?
Well, I every month pay that off every month. Dollars,
really.
Yeah, because like I make sure that I don't spend more than what's in my checking account.
It's hard not to outpace your
fiscally.
Yeah, income. I'm kind of
not really.
It's hard for you to not
$3,000 to $5,000 yeah. in credit
there's
card.
Great, like, there's great like budgeting apps and stuff if you like really need to focus on it.
But the hard
it,
part about those is that they don't categorize your spending correctly.
They do, right? And mine does. Really? I have a really good one.
I don't think categorizing spending is that interesting. Like, I don't need to see.
I love it.
Interesting.
Like, all right, restaurants, entertainment. I'm like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all
gone.
Yeah. Who the fuck cares?
Where does Signet Ring fall in your categorization of?
How much?
Speaking of incessant ringing.
Nice.
Pretty good. Yeah, that was really good. Not quite as good as the haste question, but you know, we'll get there.
Or No Waste Daniel. Yeah, where you explained a joke from a text thread that we're not on.
Bring us on it.
And she laughed the least.
Yeah, I got this on Rue Betrayes.
Yeah,
Peter would know that.
Paris Jeff.
PG, aka Paris Jeff, which is where my entire personality changes as I drink red wine at lunch. You know, I wonder if Peter would be interested in this because he's sort of a francophile slash... Zero Waste Daniel type.
Peter would be interested in this because no one else is.
But no, that was like 40 euro.
That's good.
Right? It's not
that's
real
not
gold.
Great.
Because as I shower with it, it starts to rust and rot.
Mm. But it's nice because every time you look at it, you think of Paris. I think that's a good investment.
It's
right
a memento.
There.
It's nice.
40 euros?
What?
It's steep.
Right?
That's I got nothing. A signet ring. So I could wear it to a movie premiere, and then I forgot it on the night of the movie premiere. I didn't wear it.
That's the worst way to spend your money. I wear this every day.
And mine is real gold, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm interested in a signet ring. Also kind of interested in a bracelet. But
about like a thumb ring?
A bracelet.
Are thumb rings cool?
They are not. That's the one finger not to wear one.
Excuse me.
I didn't know.
Whoa.
They are cool.
I haven't seen you the entire episode because you're behind this giant computer and all I saw was just your thumb ring stick out from behind it.
It's like I had a zombie hand pushing up from the grass.
Can I get
thumb ring. Yeah, nice. I will say that you have a family, so you have the most license to have a signet ring because you could create an actual signet.
Oh yeah. What how do you create a signet?
It's like a family crest.
Okay, what is that? What's on this one?
This just says PG Paris Jeff.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, so I would I guess it'd be an H.
I think
you should. Hurwitz. What else?
Not funny.
It's not funny. It.
No, it doesn't. It should not be funny. Yeah. But you were like, I guess it'd be H for Hurwitz. I think you should create a coat of arms.
That's kind of cool. So yeah, that would be all the important things to me. Dingo, my dog.
Climbing.
Sure, climbing.
Whiskey.
Not really that important to me, but okay. And Paris Jeff. It would be kind of cool to have a signet ring of your ring. Like just a ring.
It's in one of the quadrants is the ring.
But then the ultimate ring would be a signet ring of your signet ring of my signet ring.
Yeah.
Which then becomes kind of that mirrored effect that never ends. Exactly. The gold, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Signet's kind of cool.
In a way, yeah.
All right.
If you make like a family crest.
Introducing a segment that we don't have.
The button is called case closed. So
that's
what
true.
Am I supposed to do about that?
I make that mistake a lot whenever I have to control it.
Welcome to... checking in. This it doesn't really have a name, but
okay,
I just,
so you, the segment does exist.
I have a. It's not a. You know, it's more of like a category of conversation. Yeah, let's go to the. Can we do the Hannah Montana thing?
You're testing me, Jeff.
Sorry. Better than me.
And come back to the steel pipe
clang. Yeah, can we do metal pipe clang if at all possible?
Oh, it's so
I obviously
loud.
Don't want to step on any toes, but I do want to give everyone else tinnitus.
Some
there we go.
Producer, she is,
and we're back.
That's how you say it.
I wanted to check in, just make sure everything's Gucci main in terms of the financials at HeadGum. We're in New York, the nation's capital of cash and refinancing. You know, we're talking a lot about debt. I'm wondering how much HeadGum's in, what's the burn rate, and where can we expect to pass that 30 mil a year mark?
I think we're burning around K a month, but taking in a little bit over that. We've got, what? the bank, and the USV investment is on pace to last us another couple of years. But as we lose that, we should be hitting major profitability. I think in 12 to 18 months, we will be printing cash. Everyone here will be a millionaire.
Interesting.
And we will have replaced your ass with a Billy Brick type.
Yeah.
So not you, but
not me,
someone
not
similar.
Me.
Not
available. Maybe one of my cousins.
I thought you were on avails. She said you were on avail. I thought you were on avails.
What's that?
No way. Where can we sort of trim the fat? No way.
Here.
Peter was in France for what, the better part of a decade? And I feel like nobody even noticed. So I feel like maybe
less than a year.
You noticed a lot.
Yeah, you
that's
bring it
true.
Up
yeah,
every
I kind
time.
Of
will
this slack.
This is the first time seeing him in a year.
My knees started to buckle.
I don't know if it's about cutting costs, it's about doubling down. We need to be earning
sort
more.
The
Netflix machine
model.
Is built. We have to have proof of concept.
I don't want the bubble to burst, though, because I feel like that's happening with the streamers right now. They kind of went all in on content. You know, there was, what was it, 2022, a record year in the entertainment industry of 600 scripted series. Now we're looking at 252 for the year.
Yeah, well, that's, their industry went on strike. But I think we're in a kind of a safer space because podcast production costs a lot less money.
And it's
booming.
Obviously, there's the demand, so we don't mind, getting higher.
And we have an advertiser-based model, so we're not going to get bogged down. And like the streamers are really reliant on their subscriber base.
There's no commercials on there. And then when they start to add commercials,
then
their subscriber base starts to get upset.
We start with commercials, and then maybe we take them away.
Paywall, subscription on top of the sort of commercial-driven.
How would you run this company?
I think I would start to, Well, no, that's, very funny, Billy, but, we're trying to get real here about, financials and...
Yeah.
I think I could take the reins in a way that's very different than the way that Marika takes the reins on this show.
Jeff's druthers.
If I had my druthers, I think I would shit can Peter. I think I would basically make sure that Allie's salary is celery. Because it's going to be
like
milk toast.
Water?
Celery?
It's like when you eat celery, you burn more calories than the food contains.
So you want to underpay Allie.
In a way,
And fire Peter.
But fire him in a way where he has severance, where he can use that pay to go back to Marseille.
So you want to save the company money by...
Funding Peter's...
Giving Peter free cash.
Yeah.
And nobody would...
You've heard of defund the police?
Yeah.
This is defund MacArthur's ass.
You're not. You're funding him. You're defunding Allie.
That's true. Steal from the rich and give to the MacArthur.
That's good.
I would see to it that Marty's salary doubles, nay, triples.
If you were in charge, what would he be doing then?
I think I'd have him be more of a CCO instead of a CEO. So he could be like Mr. Morale, and I could be the big stepper. I could basically step in, live as him in his skin, which is much thicker than mine, and make sure that every show has a certain je ne sais quoi, Peter style. And
I don't think you know what Marty does.
I have said on this show that every sentence I say often feels like I'm falling down a hill. And I want most of the shows on the network to feel that way.
Yeah.
Also, I've had some good ideas that have come through later and I've gotten no credit.
Like what?
The Jake Johnson podcast. In 2020, when I was like vaguely sitting in on content meetings and pitching ideas and emailing agencies to be like, does your client want to do this? I pitched an idea to do New Boys, which is Lamorne Morris, Jake Johnson, and Max Greenfield doing a New Girl Rewatch podcast. That's not what Jake Johnson's podcast is.
Right.
But eventually we did get a Jake Johnson podcast that Lamorne guested on. Episode was a hit. Clips went viral. Max Greenfield went on. The most recent episode, one of them, clip went super viral.
Yeah, but do you think it's an idea to say these really famous, funny people should have a podcast? Because that's not really an idea.
Of a show that then a lot of people rewatched or watched for the first time during a 4-year pandemic.
So it would have been perfect because we were in the pandemic. And of course, if they're watching
it,
then
was a bad idea. When you pitched Jake Johnson, nobody was like, hey, he should never do a podcast.
It was when I made that video where I was doing You're a Jerk, but replacing You're a Jerk to You're a Gurk. Parodying Olivia Gurky's name, who's just a
manager. That was an incredible, incredible time.
Are you familiar?
Hey, you guys hear about this? That's probably why they didn't remember the Jake Johnson thing, because if you're doing the, you're a Gurk, that's so much louder. Like, you fail so much louder than you succeed.
Definitely remember that. Yeah. Don't remember you pitching Jake Johnson.
But we give
you
a lot of credit for you're a Gurk. I think that was, that was some of your best stuff. Because it was also
some of your best Gurk.
Yeah. It was your best Gurk for sure. Like, that was, man, yeah, it was just for our internal Slack.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
Is there any corner of the company that we can kind of make some improvements in terms of staying leaner? Because I feel like, yeah, you have to double, triple down on content, but you can also do that while making people feel on edge, mass layoffs, and, you know, like the offsite. How much money? That was probably like $40,000 all in all. Did you really need to be where the cicadas wanted to as well be?
I think it was important for company morale. It's always good bonding. People leave that weekend feeling closer to their fellow employees.
Yeah, but I asked everybody, how was the offsite? And they said it was okay. There was one moment where Marty was giving a presentation about the financials, and Brad Hild stood up and said, this is boring. Can we do something else?
Yeah.
And then started dancing in a cowboy hat.
Right. Yeah. He was a plant. That was planned.
Yeah.
We also said it was fun. We didn't say it was okay.
Yeah, but you also didn't say it was a plant. You guys, you know, you didn't even say it was Robert. So Grace cut that out. My laptop is about to die.
Of course.
Emma, I'm going to Slack this to you, and I need you to screen share it, ideally. What sport would go away and you'd be fine with that?
Baseball.
No, I haven't missed baseball. Hockey.
Really? You're not a Rangers fan?
No.
Go, go, our Rangers. Yes. Have you, I'm trying to find a way to phrase this. Is there a celebrity you'd love to work with for way too long? Like someone you start to work with, which obviously you're excited about, but then like you work with them for so long that by the end, the relationship has kind of suffered.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your ultimate end goal. Like you want to have a relationship that has suffered.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think it'd be cool for like Matt Damon to annoy me.
Yeah.
That would be
for
really
you to like
awesome.
Roll your eyes at a text from Damon.
Jesus, Damon again.
That'd be really cool.
Have you guys seen these?
I don't think so.
Let's roll the clip.
I do want to think about this celebrity.
That's a $350,000 car, sir.
Hold on. So loud.
So let's just make sure we watch the shit.
Yeah, we're watching.
It's really expensive. I don't know if you can afford it.
Well, is there any way I can see the inside?
Look, man, I really don't want to be rude today. I just don't want to waste my time.
Yes. It's like Lucas Gage.
I wrote, doesn't it? Sorry. Lucas Gage used to be rep by my agent.
That guy's clearly going to waste your time, okay? Look at him.
Things aren't always what they seem. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Sir, can you please not touch the car?
Is this Darman?
I want to make sure.
It actually looks like Dempsey Brick.
Before it comes in.
This guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
Excuse me. Is that the new Rolls Royce?
Yes. Yes, it is. Hello. I'm Jake.
Paul, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What do you think here, Paul?
She's perfect. Midnight blue, all the options, exactly what I've been looking for.
Can we pause it?
Keys if you'd like, and we can take it for a spin.
No.
The first guy looks dressed fine. He does not look poor.
I don't know how this is going to end, so yeah, I don't want to comment.
I'm like, this could be any weird thing on the internet that I've heard about recently.
Let's continue.
I've seen what I need to see. I'll take it. Let's sign the paperwork.
My man. That's quick. I like that.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, actually, you're late. This is my friend Paul, and he just offered to buy the car. Isn't that right?
Oh. Yes.
So does that mean it's sold already?
Well, no, not yet, but it's about to be. Let's go sign the paperwork in my office. That one over there on the corner. Yeah.
Corner office, cool.
A little piece of advice. Don't waste your time with poor-looking people. And
you should never judge a book by its cover.
Pause.
Oh, you're giving me advice.
It's not even been 2 minutes, and she's already said never judge a book by its cover twice. Let's keep going.
That's cute.
I am so sorry about that. Did you have any specific questions about the car?
That's it?
That's it?
There was no ending.
What the hell?
Can you go? No, well, don't close the tab. Go to this person's profile and watch part two. There it is, the second video.
Part two has 3 million less views.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
How come you're wasting your time on a poor-looking person like me? You must think that I can't afford to buy this car.
Well, I'm all about helping people.
As a Rolls-Royce dealer, yeah. I'm all about helping the less fortunate. Third time in 3 minutes.
That's very interesting.
It's saying that your credit wasn't approved. Don't worry, let me try again. This happens sometimes.
Come on, man. I need that car. I need people to think that.
I'm looking at the comments.
I really don't understand this.
Don't judge a book by its cover times four.
Cash.
Car salesman bites the curb. $4K.
$1,000. I don't even make that much in 10 years.
He makes less than 30 grand a year.
Yeah, right there.
And he walked into a Rolls-Royce dealership and said,
I know
I'll take it.
I've seen all I need to see.
Don't be fooled by
this. Part three, please. Creator responded, okay.
But hey, can I still test drive the car?
How did it go? Did you make the sale?
No.
Oh.
No, I did.
So yeah, it's not Darman, because that says too wholesome for Darman.
Please,
start the paper.
That's great. Wow. I'll
this woman looks like she's on the verge of tears the entire
video. I don't mean to rain on your guys' parade.
He's fucking quadrupling down.
He's getting approved for a loan. I mean, look at the way he's dressed.
He's dressed normal.
Who said anything about a loan?
Paying cash.
Has it in a bag. $350,000 he has it in a duffel.
Where did you get
that doesn't necessarily make him rich.
That also, usually if that happens, people have to like call an authority.
Yeah.
Not for my money. By the way, young lady, I know the boss here.
No way.
And I'm going to make sure that he knows that I think you would make a fantastic manager.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna be a manager.
Not necessarily.
I'm also gonna make sure that he knows about you as well.
Here's a piece of advice.
Oh, here we
Next
go.
Next time.
You've said it.
Don't judge book fights.
Four times in 4 minutes. All right, that's it.
And maybe you'll sell a car. It was really bad. What do you want this segment to be?
It's not a segment. I just feel like that's like if we did like. Short films on this show, it would be like that.
Oh my God.
It felt like one of those
that was so painful.
Videos that you have to watch before you go to college or something, like about alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
But, and so it was about don't judge a book by its cover and you might sell a car one day.
Do you ever make a dinner and trash it immediately?
I want to say one more thing about this video, which is that I've not encountered this on TikTok, but I have heard that people are making like, probably like mini Beater intros stuff. To porn for TikTok, but like of like specific like book tropes or something. I feel like I heard about it as like werewolf romance videos, and I really thought that's what this was gonna be.
intro to a porn.
Yeah, or just like a like sub like we're gonna find out that the guy that looked like Lucas Gage was a werewolf or something.
Oh, I see.
I get that.
I really like the new porn intro idea.
Yeah,
because they're all kind of the same.
There's a good short series that's porn without the sex, and so it's just the situation, and then they don't have sex.
Yeah. Emma, my laptop died, but I sent you the list of sort of conversation enders. Do you mind if we?
Yeah.
Power through. I do think that it'll add a new energy if Emma's shouting out these.
Okay, I can just whichever ones I want.
Just ones that we haven't said.
Going in order, Jeff?
I was going in order until Jake hastily brought up the haste question.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, no.
Have you found your beach?
That's awesome.
I feel like you've asked that before.
That's true.
What's your beach, Jeff?
I would say it's the Upper West Side, 80th and Amsterdam.
Oh, that I was genuinely just thinking about beaches that I like.
No, it's like find your beach, Corona. And I feel like, you know, there would be a Corona ad that takes place in Manhattan because I'm basically, you know, have you ever been to Acre?
That's also on here.
Wait, does it say have you ever been
ever
to Acre?
Ever been to Acre?
I'm nothing if not consistent.
What is Acre?
It's a wine bar.
course.
On the Upper West Side?
Yes.
Is that where you're staying this time?
Two days ago, one day ago.
I've never been to Acre. Okay. I do plan to go tomorrow to Acre because it's my father's 60th birthday. The only alcohol he drinks is port wine because he doesn't really drink. He'll have like two sips of port wine because it's sweet. And
this is what you decided to do for him on his 60th birthday.
Well, I actually got him
in honor of him. He's not
going to
be here.
No, he's not here. I'm going to Cleveland. Basically, I got him a bunch of chocolates in Bologna when I was there with my girlfriend's family. And that's not enough of a gift. So I'm also going to pair it with port.
But he's not here?
He's in Cleveland. I'm going there this weekend. That's not the point of the question. The point of the question is, have you been to Acre? I'm shocked you haven't been to Acre.
Are you tortured of happy?
Say it again.
Are you tortured of happy? Which I can only assume you meant to write. Are you tortured or happy?
I can't hear you. Is that a problem?
No, because we have...
two Zooms.
No, you can't. Okay, yes. You can't hear me, but I'm being recorded.
Are you guys tortured of happy?
What does that mean to you?
Like,
I guess that's actually... Excuse me. I would interpret... I do think it was a typo, as Emma mentioned. Tortured of happy, though, is like kind of that feeling like, am I as happy as I can be?
Exactly.
Am I... Oh, it is that. Okay.
It's mostly that.
Yeah, it's like that. The pressure that everybody feels to be happy all the time as opposed to maybe just feeling fulfilled. And it's like, even though you might feel... You might not feel actively happy. You can, you know, you can be...
Are you content?
You can be, fulfilled.
I might be... I do think it's easier to be actively happy if you're at Acre of happy.
Also, has anyone ever fought to the life?
Sorry, say that again?
This is entirely incomprehensible.
Say it again?
Has anyone ever fought to the life?
Like fought to the death.
Right.
The opposite, right?
Basically, it's like
we're falling asleep deeper and deeper as we wrote
this. It's like a feud that ends up being kind of giving of life. Like either, you know, I guess, you know, an orgasmic experience could be referred to as le petit mort, and I don't want
the small death.
You know, get Peter in here by just speaking the French language. That's, you know, it's like the thing of like, oh, like, you know, I can't say this, never mind.
What thing is it like?
It's like if you're it's like when you're if you're a kid and you walk in on your parents having sex and it's like, oh, like mommy and daddy weren't hurting each other. Like they say that in movies sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, that is like fighting to the life.
The fact that you said you can't say that means that it happened to you, for sure. Because that's not something that's crossing a line for you. That's the most tame thing you said.
Is it? I feel like it's...
You just said it's fighting towards le petit mort, which is the little death.
Right. And so
it's not like...
But that's sort of an ironic...
Have you ever had sex in secret? Is that kind of the vibe?
I'm really glad you said in secret, because the answer would have been no to both.
Really?
Emma?
What's the question?
Another question. I'm surprised you haven't been to Acre.
Do you ever make...
I just found out what it is.
Do you ever make and then trash it immediately?
Do you ever make dinner and trash it immediately?
Wait, did we
a bizarre question. Of course not.
I try to fix it, I think.
I've never made a bad dinner.
You're from the tri-state area, though. You're like a New York native.
Uh-huh.
I feel like every Yankee fan has been to Acre.
Where is it?
It's on the Upper West, 72nd and Amsterdam.
I don't particularly like wine.
It's hard because it's like, which also shocks me as a native New Yorker. He's a native New Yorker. You're not a native Uncorker.
Right.
He's not a native New Yorker.
Yeah, I'm a native tri-stater.
Connecticut.
That's fair. I do get that. It's just hard, yeah.
How much money would it take to swap lives with me for a year?
With you?
Jeff.
We can answer for Emma, but the question was initially me.
Okay, how much money for Jeff? How much money for me?
For you? For a year?
A year.
This is tough.
You love New York.
That's true.
Your problems are so surmountable. You just want to move to New York.
You make a lot of choices. I wouldn't, though.
Like what?
I don't know.
So you'd make the choices.
I think your job seems really hard. I would want more cash to be you.
Thank you. I would want more cash to be me, too.
I honestly,
do you get the money at the end of the year or do you get the money as them?
Like, I think you have to make it to 365.
And then Billy gets the money.
And then cash. I would say 100 grand.
Kind of like that. It's that debt with a low interest but a high cliff.
Actually, let's amend it to $1,000.
Okay.
I would need. Would
not
because
you're
be,
not great. I just I like my life.
Well, I wouldn't be there.
Would
so
I still be earning my?
Would you be? You would be in my life.
Would I be spending your money?
You
or
would be
my
me,
own
so
money?
I don't take. I don't take offense to it. Maybe I'd, the people in my life.
What I'd have to make my nut still separately, and then whatever I'd get as you
on
top of that.
Yes,
you'd also like, have to then like pay for your meibomian gland disorder or whatever.
Yeah. You'd have to sit through LipiFlow appointments. Billy knows.
I think $11 million.
11 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
I
you
think
me
I'd
for a year?
High.
Do we swap?
If we swap, I get to be y'all.
No, I know that the.
And I
the
am
price
you.
Is going, yeah, way
because wow. you're worried about what I'll do in your body.
Yeah. If, so then I think 11 million though, because then no matter how much you wreck my life, I think I could
hold it back with $11 million.
Because they say to have an emergency fund of 6 months, so that would be that for you.
Yeah.
Just your normal expenses.
Yeah. I burn more than HeadGum, actually.
Yeah, if I probably do like 11 million, 12 million, maybe 13 million for Emma.
It's higher for me.
What?
I don't know.
Is it because your lives are too similar and you wouldn't get to be you?
No, I think I wouldn't be able to handle Emma's life.
Yeah. At the same time, though, I would trust Emma to destroy my life less. Like, you wouldn't destroy my
life.
If
it's a switch situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like your life is set up the most, like, I would want mine out of these three, four. So I wouldn't change much.
Huh?
You'd raise...
Huh? I don't think I would
Jake's
change.
Kid.
Like, if I was Emma, yeah. I would like change things to be comfortable in your life.
You wouldn't change
for
you
a
break
year.
Up
if you
with
were
my
me,
boyfriend.
You would,
yes.
The only thing you would change is you would go to Acker more.
Yeah.
My life is otherwise perfect.
Pretty much the same.
I just don't
the
go
East
to
Village
Acker
pad
at all.
Is fine. Yeah.
Where's Acker? Upper West Side?
Oh, God.
And it is ultimately 72nd. It's Acker. Next question, Emma.
If Muji hadn't been created, how do you think people would journal otherwise?
Let's start with Billy. Also, how long have we been going?
Just under an hour.
Okay, great.
Start with me as if Muji hadn't been invented, how would people journal?
Answer
otherwise?
The question.
What did you say? What was the question?
That is the question.
Moleskin.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely be really upset if Muji didn't exist, but for other reasons, not for journaling.
We should have a journal
stuff.
Episode. I could find my oldest journal.
That's fun.
That would be fun. Everyone brings in a journal entry.
Yeah. Everyone has to bring in a journal.
I wasn't good at
crazy
journaling.
Ones.
Like, I didn't stick with it. So
neither did I. But like, I definitely I had spurts.
Hard,
so like, you just read one.
Yeah. I came across a song I wrote because I took a songwriting class my freshman year of college.
Of course.
You and have to perform it on the podcast. Yeah.
Obviously, the song is about how, you know, it's fun to have one night stands, but unless you're having consistent intimacy of glands with the same person, you're not going to be fulfilled physically or emotionally.
I don't have any of these songs anymore, thank God, but I wrote such angsty songs when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And they were all about different girls that didn't like me. And they were all like, I was so deeply in love for like 2 weeks. But like real like weird incel energy. Like, why you'll never love me?
But that's
and I just started loving you a week and a half ago.
You would only like jocks.
Yeah. And it was
not
even
skaters
true.
Like me.
Yeah.
All right, Emma, one last question and then we'll get the fuck
you're
out of here.
Ask about the songs that I wrote, Jeff?
Oh, I'm all right.
Me.
I really wanted to end on Are You Tortured of Happy?
We already did that one.
I know, but that one, you know.
I wrote raps as a kid for sure.
Did you?
Yeah, several. There was a time in high school where I was writing raps for like assignments. Like in English class, I would like perform a rap. I went to art school.
Yeah.
And I would, in like ninth grade, I wore a Brooklyn Nets varsity jacket to school almost every day. And then these shoes, have you ever seen the Jeremy Scott Adidas with wings? So I had those with money print.
Oh my God.
And there was about like 4 or 5 months in high school where I would rap about there was this this book I want to say. Yeah, there was this debt. There was this
it's
book
giving
called
Timothy Chalamet.
The Chrysalids. Yeah. Do you know the Chrysalids? I think is what it's called. It's like a book about mutants.
No.
It might be called that, but I specifically remember writing a rap and performing it to my class, and it was to the what's it called? Shook Ones Part 2 Instrumental. And I like fully remember it and I won't perform it.
I think that would be a good way to go viral, though. You like release your old.
Yeah. I mean, it is giving Chalamet because it's also performing arts high school.
Statistics.
You went to the LaGuardia of Toronto.
His song is better than mine, for sure.
Emma, bring us home.
Do you experience pain? How often?
No, let's continue because we already know he has a chronic.
Yeah.
Okay. Chronic what?
Pain.
I wrote
I'm
like.
I'm fine now. I'm fine now, actually.
That's true.
Really dumb songs when I was little. And I would
Hear one.
VHS tape like performances.
What That's part good. Of WoW do you not understand?
That's good.
World of Warcraft?
Nope.
No?
What part of WoW?
Wow. You fix your tinnitus.
Ends right there.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hi, Nicole Byer here. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer is doing a live streamed fan choice episode for the finale of our season on iconic sports movies. That's right, you can finally tell us what we should watch. And on September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time, we'll recap the winning movie and improvise a sequel with our friends Paul Scheer and Rob Hubel live. Head to my Instagram or HeadGums to vote on the movie, and then head to moment.co/newcomers to buy tickets. Again, tune in September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't watch it live, the video on demand replay will be available for 10 days. It's going to be very fun. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at moment.co/newcomers. Bye.